Greetings and welcome to Vegetarianism, the noble way of living, here on Supreme Master Television. Today we will again visit the New Dawn Montana Farm Sanctuary, located in the heart of the Bitterroot Mountains in Montana, USA. The Vegan Sanctuary, the first of its kind in Montana, is a home and lifelong haven for many farmed animals.
We have poultry, chickens, we have goats, sheep, we have the cattle, and we have pigs.
We will meet some friendly animals as well as some compassionate people there to understand how their lives have changed through the loving and attentive human-animal interactions.
And it's a vegan message. I take in farmed animals that would, if they didn't go to me, they'd be going to slaughter.
The New Dawn Montana Farm Sanctuary was founded by its vegan owners, Sue Akins and her husband Lee Akins. Their website reads, "We hope to inspire people to choose a mindful, humane lifestyle that benefits the animals, humans, and our planet. A winning combination for all." Now, let's meet some more animal residents whose lives have been happily changed after New Dawn Farm Sanctuary was made their new home.
Want to show you around. We have pens. We bring everybody in at night, and we have messages and information as they walk around. Now these guys are up in the pig pen. Actually, they just mill in and out, and they decide they're going to eat some hay that really was for the pigs, but everybody shares. Mm-hmm. So we try to put everybody has housing. Everybody can come in at night. They have that choice. Mm-hmm. If you want to walk around, we have signs all over. And basically, just information to encourage people to think about what are we doing here. Mm-hmm. Let's look at things differently. Here we are with the sheep. Mm-hmm. And this is Candy and Confetti. And little Precious was... Actually, she's from this county, and recently we got her. That's a real little one, the little Icelandic sheep, and her name is Precious. And she's wearing her collar, and she's very sweet. So we get sheep for different reasons, just like we get all the other animals.
At New Dawn Farm Sanctuary, Mr. and Mrs. Akins assure that all animals can renew their hopeful outlooks on life. Humans and animals are all treated with mutual respect.
Now, the sheep, sheep have wool. Sheep are the source of wool.
Right.
Now, will the wool keep growing if the sheep is not shorn?
We get the sheep sheared every late spring, and it's done by a man who's very kind to them. He shears them real slowly. He doesn't go fast. And then they're cool and comfortable for the summer. So it's okay, but what the problem is commercially they'll just go real fast and cut them up. Right. And we just don't allow our sheep shearer to do that. But they do need to have their wool shorn so that they're comfortable. Mm-hmm. Imagine wearing a wool coat all summer. It would not be fun.
From fields of sunshine to blanketed grounds of snow, the animals here never have to worry about the changing climates, as the love of their human caregivers remains ever constant, consistently caring for their every need.
Now, I know we're in Montana, and Montana gets quite cold, or maybe not cold, but very snowy, possibly in the winter. How do the animals react to the winter?
Surprisingly well. They can come and get out of the cold if they'd like. I leave this door open and they can come in and out. And I'm really surprised at the pigs. And even the chickens, we have heat lamps. We do heat up things a little bit on especially cold nights. And we try to make them as comfortable as we can.
Mm-hmm.
They seem to do well. Mm-hmm. They seem to do well in the cold.
When vegetarianism, the noble way of living, returns, we will learn how New Dawn Farm Sanctuary in Montana, USA is changing lives. You are watching Supreme Master Television.
Each and every farm animal deserves to have a place like this to live out their lives.
Do you find that all the animals get along well?
They're all intermixing, and they visit each other. They very much get along. It's amazing. I didn't know that they would get along as well as they do, but they do.
Welcome back to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, and our concluding half of A Place of Peace, New Dawn Farm Sanctuary in Montana, USA.
We acquired the property here, which had no electricity, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Everything had to be established here, including the fencing that runs around the property,
mm-hmm.
the wells, the water mm-hmm. availability, the electric availability, the water ability, all had to be put in by us.
Mm-hmm.
The 20-acre property houses a utopia of farm animals, including chickens, goats, sheep, cows, pigs, and a pair of token llamas. Two barns are situated in this kind-hearted habitat, one for humans and one for animals. Everyone is treated equally, and everyone is free to wander wherever they please. Thanks to the generosity of Sue and Lee Akins, as well as charitable supporters, New Dawn Farm Sanctuary can continue to thrive.
We really count on people to make donations. My husband and I are retired, and we use a lot of our own retirement money to fund this, but we have to have people that go ahead and help us out. So we are a 501c3 nonprofit, and we do depend on help. We
uh-huh.
really appreciate donations.
Mm-hmm.
And it allows us to help what we have. Every animal has a veterinarian.
Mm-hmm.
And we can let new animals come.
Most of this we run at our own expense.
Mm-hmm.
We have a special IRS
mm-hmm.
allowance for people who want to give us a donation. They can write it off,
mm-hmm.
501c3.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not enough to really pay for all the food and everything. We were going to originally mow the yard and make hay, but because we can't get water or irrigated water here, it's just not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
So we let the animals just eat it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And it's working out pretty well.
Great.
They graze on their own and pretty much have their own freedom.
Last week, we had met Ashley, one of the student interns at New Dawn Farm Sanctuary, who shared with us positive life changes that came about after working here and caring for the animals. Now, we'll speak to Jen, a student from Montana State University Billings, who coordinates projects off-site for the sanctuary.
I created a couple projects for Sue to use in her education center to help Visitors at the sanctuary make the connection between the animals that they meet out here and the everyday choices that they make that can directly impact the lives of animals.
Such as?
Well, dietary choices is obviously a huge one, since generally the closest people come to farmed animals is when they're cut up in pieces on their plates. Mm-hmm. And so to actually meet these animals, I think, is critical and can really help people make that connection.
Mm-hmm. Now, you yourself are vegan, is that true?
Yes, I am, for 2 years now.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Best 2 years of my life.
So what are some of your favorite animal friends that you've made today?
All of them, but I've always had a thing for pigs, and I don't know where Daisy's gone, but she's lit up my life today. And the chickens, like, I'm surprised. They remind me a lot of cats, and the pigs remind me of dogs. The pigs will come up. They're very personable and loving. The chickens are a little more aloof, kind of like a cat, like, but they will let you pick them up, and they'll be held.
I'm surprised at the diversity of all the different chickens.
I am too. The ones with the feathers over their feet, and actually, I'm visiting Xerxes here. A friend of mine rescued him from a park near my my hometown of Billings.
Xerxes is the one with a lot of his feathers missing on his head?
Yeah, and actually, that's just the kind of rooster he is.
The family members of the New Dawn Farm Sanctuary are known on a first-name basis and cherished for their uniqueness.
Most people are only exposed to, like, basically, you know, one or two kinds of chicken. You have a lot of kinds of chickens here. Where do they come from?
Well, different sources, mm-hmm. and for different reasons. Mm-hmm. A good variety makes for a healthier environment for everybody. Mm-hmm. I can look at the color of an egg and I can know, well, this was laid by Rose, or this one was laid by Eloise.
So you're changing lives here?
Very much.
And your life has been changed through this?
Totally, right. I retired from my main job about 2 years ago, and now I'm more devoted to focusing in on the taking care of the animals and mm-hmm. feeding them and taking care of supporting my wife.
Mm-hmm. Speaking by their own affectionate languages and distinctive personalities, the animals themselves are the greatest ambassadors to promote the sanctuary's three R's: rethinking, reducing, and seeking to ultimately refuse to eat or wear animal-based products.
We get some people that are already vegans and they're just so happy to come out here. But I have plenty of people that are eating meat and different things, and they come out here and they go, "I've never touched a pig. I've never experienced standing next to a cow." Mm-hmm. And then when, say, Henry and Berg, my two steers, lick them, they're like thrilled. And I've seen people go, "They're really nice. They're really like dogs or cats." And they're not just these farm animals that are, you know, so it gets them to thinking about, what am I doing here? Mm-hmm. And I think that's a great thing.
For their dedication to providing a loving and peaceful home for animals, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring New Dawn Montana Farm Sanctuary with the Shining World Compassion Award, along with a $10,000 contribution. We thank Sue and Lee Akins for their hospitality and kindness towards the animal residents and passerby alike. Our visit to the New Dawn Farm Sanctuary has shown us that humans and animals share one kindred language of love. Spend time with the New Dawn Farm Sanctuary in Montana, USA, online at www.newdawnmt.com. Beneficent viewers, we have enjoyed your company today and every day on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Coming up next is Between Master and Disciples. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Animals are truly blessing angels who make our world ever more splendid, helping us to expand our hearts and understanding.
Please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.